Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. We are coming live from the hotel room. Are you going to get on the phone? How is everyone? I hope everyone's doing good. It's kind of my time for us to be doing a show, but we are here and ready to get after it.
Holy hell, babe.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry, everybody.
Welcome to the Teddy Love Show. This is your boy, Teddy Love, coming live out of the hotel room in Columbia or Jeff City. Either one.
Wherever you want to think we are.
We're going to answer a few questions. And these are some pretty good questions, actually. We've been pondering them for a couple of days. We're going to start with the young lady that has asked us about withholding her sex because it's not freaky enough. What do you say? She's talked to her guy numerous times and he doesn't want to do freaky stuff with his wife.
Okay, listen. I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense in my brain. Like, why, dudes, I'm talking to you, is it okay? Because he literally told her that he would do that with someone else, but he didn't want to do it to his wife. Like, if she's sitting there asking you, plug it in my grass or twist my leg up behind my head and tie it to the headboard, just do it. That's what she wants. Why is that so hard? Like, if she's ballsy enough to tell you what she wants, that is pretty impressive. And for a dude to deny that makes my heart sad.
There are a few guys that are responding back with, whatever they do to the girl, then they have to live with it. So that's why they don't do it to their main girl or their wife or something.
What does that mean? You have to live with it. Yes, you learn that she's a freak and she likes it and she's super excited and she comes all over you. So
well,
where's the negative?
Well, I'm just reading what they say. You already know what I do. But anyway, it says if I nut all over my wife's face, I have to stay there for the cleanup. There's nowhere to go. Or if I nut on some random girl's face, I can just leave. Which is probably a valid point on that part of it.
But if she's the girl who's like, please nut on my face, what do you care? She likes it. She's excited about it. Who cares?
They don't want to be with the mess. I don't understand it. I feel like it's
oh,
my
no,
mess.
Oh, no, you like
so.
The mess.
Sure, but I don't nut on your face. And just
no.
Leave it there. That's a lot.
There are
certain things I can understand. Like, if pee or poop's involved, I definitely wouldn't do that with either one of my wives. And I actually wouldn't do that with anyone random either. That's
a little
far for me. But, you should definitely do something freaky to the poor lady. She's not begging you to do anything out of this world. She just wants you to have some excitement. Now, I don't think you should withhold the sex, but I also don't think you should lay there and just get umped on when you're not really involved in stuff.
When you wrote that, that
and
made
like
me sad, actually.
Like we talk about, warming up the oven is really good. I finger starve for an hour before we start having sex. And after that fingering, she may get licked and like kissed and touched and rubbed for another good 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And usually I have her ready to explode before she gets on my slinky. And then the freaky stuff comes a lot easier. There are things that you don't even have to do. To ask her to claw you while you're thrusting in her and see if that gets her excited. It helps with both of them. And so you can figure out little tricks like that. Just let her find out what she actually likes. If you're taking the time to have sex, which you guys are, you might as well have some sex and, like, not just pull your pants down and kind of put your slinky in the vagina. That's boring. Yawn.
Yeah.
The next question is one that we kind of didn't even come up with a response to. This man thinks that no matter if you're in a committed relationship or not,
oh,
your body is your own body, and you should get to do what you want with it.
He says that no one should has the right to be upset if somebody cheats on them. That's where this came from. Yikes. It is a hard thing because his points are valid, and I don't want to take away from what he's saying, but I also feel like if you chose to commit yourself to marriage, that you have decided that you are committing to that person, and by betraying that marriage, then you are betraying that relationship. So
yeah,
they do have the right to be upset about that.
Realistically,
you broke a vow.
This is a conversation you should have had before we were at this point. I mean, if that's how you thought, you should have went into the marriage with that being the understanding that this is how I think already.
So right.
It's kind of hard to sign a contract and then be like, you know, I don't want this part of the contract.
Right.
After you've already signed it.
Right.
I mean, that's what Antonio Brown did in the Patriots cut him and the Raiders cut him. So
get him out of here.
I think you need to apologize and figure out something different. You're perfectly able to think that way, but it's two people deciding to be in a marriage, and so you have to decide together what rules you're going to abide by and not abide by and those sort of things. And you're typing me now saying that my relationship's not the average relationship, which is not, but we agreed to these rules, and so we know what to do in these rules. I'm not going out getting more girls because I know we've agreed to be us three. So that would be the difference. Even though we are open, if I was like, well, hey, girl, I'm open to every girl, then I would be still breaking rules or barriers that we have.
And I would be upset, and so would Tulips. Like, I think that it's an agreement, a contract, a binding relationship thing that you decided on when you committed to marrying each other. And yeah, if you had gone to her before you guys got married and said, listen, this is how I feel about cheating, and she was like, okay, cool, that is preemptive, but like you didn't do that, so you're kind of stuck now with this. You committed to be monogamous to her because you married her, and so you guys have to work through it now in a way that makes sense to you and her. And if you can't, I mean, I don't know how to solve that.
He's asking if we would agree monogamy is not a real thing.
I would agree for some people monogamy is not a real thing. Sure.
What I'll say is that if you signed up for monogamy, then you have to make it a real thing. And to answer the question fully, no, monogamy is something that we all made up. But if you sign up again, like I said, a contract for monogamy, then you're doing monogamy. It's how that works. But monogamy is man-made. And I totally understand it is man-made, and he's actually saying there's no mention of it in the Bible, which is a true statement. I've said all these things on the show. I'm not talking about monogamy. I'm talking about your signature to do what you said you do.
I mean, I think that it's not a discussion of monogamy. It's not a discussion of any of that. It's a discussion of you're breaking the bond that you chose to make with her, and that's why she's upset. You saying that she has no right to be upset because it's your body and she doesn't own your body, that is all well and good, except that's not what you signed up for when you married her. So I think that you need to change expectations as well as you think she needs to change hers. That acceptable?
In your ideal world, would people be able to sleep freely with who they want?
No, not in my ideal world. I think.
How would you have it? In my ideal world, people do sleep freely already with who they want, and it doesn't go very well. So I would say you have to be with the person you sleep with for a year is what I would use as a rule, because then that way people would think about who they were sleeping with before they slept with them. And that, even though I talk so freely about sex, is still a main goal of mine. I would prefer people not to be, I'll just get in with everybody, like, your goodies and cookies and Slinky are yours, so kind of keep them in a box, like.
Yeah, I think there needs to be some, like, reverence to it. Like, it's not just like a, oh, I want to stick my dick in that girl that walked by over there, so I'm just going to go do that. Like, that's, if there's no reverence or no, like, ramifications for it, then it kind of defeats the purpose of what sex is meant to be.
And I actually wasn't going to go into this part, but since it fits right here, I will. Me and Star have found a different level of sex lately, and it's probably where sex is supposed to be. So if you're not working on getting to that level together, the two of you, then I don't know if people should be doing it anyway. I mean, like, those two together doing it.
Yeah.
Star, I want you to explain this new level.
Me explaining is not a good option. Why don't you explain it?
Well, it's kind of like we are so in tune with each other's body that it kind of feels like we're working as one. And in that moment, whatever we're doing, one of us is controlling the situation. And it's like a really cool, it's like we're one transformer at that moment. Like, that's the best explanation I could come up with. We, like, totally have bind together and are on the same page and, like, understand what each other are doing. I don't have to say, this is what I want. She knows. She doesn't have to say, this is what she wants. I know. And it's just like a free-minded, free thinking, like, fun thing that's happening, like, totally different. We've always had great sex, but this, that is totally different.
It's kind of a different level of freedom in the midst of it all is the best way I can describe it. It's like, there is no thoughts. It's just togetherness.
The next question is, I am pregnant.
Okay.
My husband is locked up. Do you think that gives me freedom to get more slinky elsewhere? I'm super horny.
Oh, you're knocked up by the locked up guy?
What did you say?
She's knocked up by the locked up guy? Or she already got an ex? Oh, okay. No, I don't think that does that. I just talked about the sanctity of the marriage and the importance of the commitment to the guy earlier. It sucks, and I'm Sorry. Buy a good rabbit. I don't know what to tell you.
I, on this one, kind of feel like he broke the commitments of marriage. Like, he's not supposed to leave you for however long he's leaving you. So I'm not saying that's a reason to go, but it's a reason to at least think about what I'm saying to you, because he did kind of not, he's not fulfilling his commitment either as far as being your other half. Or, I mean, I had a stroke and I was gone for like 6 weeks, but that's totally different than me being off in jail for however long. So I think it is tough, really tough on that one.
Sure.
What do you guys say to people who think interracial dating is wrong?
I kind of always laugh at people who think interracial dating is wrong. I have three beautifully awesome children from interracial relationships, and I feel utterly blessed by them. People are so different in every way possible. Like, my brain functions completely different from yours does. Does that mean that we can't date because we aren't exactly the same? Like, just because the pigment of my skin is a different color from somebody else's, that doesn't, just is ridiculous, honestly. It kind of irks me. Sorry. Okay. Makes me angry. Go ahead.
I usually say I fight racism. I'm making mixed babies, so it's part of the reason I've helped society out by making so many mixed babies. I feel like people are people, and it doesn't really matter. Like she said, there's probably nobody that's like me, so I would get to date nobody.
Right.
If that was the case, so
I don't
people are attracted.
Yeah.
People are attracted to what they're attracted to, and so I don't think anybody should be able to tell them why it's wrong or why it's right or anything like that.
Lots of times I am like, oh, well, you're dating a guy with brown hair and you have blonde hair, so walk away. Can't do it. You're not the same. So.
Baby, this next question, if you don't want to touch it, you can say that.
Okay.
There's a lady at my job who shows up wearing shirts that are showing her titties and her hoo-ha out all the time. Well, it doesn't say hoo-ha, but I'm saying hoo-ha. And he feels like he wants to tell her to suck his grid or something naughty. Do you feel like he feels like the way she dresses means he can talk to her any type of way? That's why I do that.
Okay. I don't feel like just because she may be dressed a little slutty means that you can talk to her any way. I do feel like she's putting herself out there for a reason. Whether that is because that's how she feels comfortable, whether that's how she gains confidence in the workplace, I don't know. I'm trying really hard to be politically correct because every part of me is screaming not what I'm saying out loud, but you can't talk to her in a crazy way just because she's dressed provocatively. That's not acceptable. But she's obviously putting it out there. She wants somebody to pick it up. So if you can come at her correctly and say whatever you say to ask people out, that's a different thing. But I think just assuming she wants to suck your dick because she walked into work with no panties on, probably not acceptable. Now, on the other hand, lady, let's not walk around with no panties on, tits out, and think that it's acceptable. It's not. Put your shit away. If a dude was walking around with his dick hanging out all day, you wouldn't be happy about it. So put your tats away. Okay? Thanks.
There's about...
Yeah, I'm sure I got a lot of nasty comments.
No,
that's
no,
right.
There's about 2 million women that say, how big is this dick that's hanging out?
Oh, Jesus. Why do you care? Ladies, do you really want to walk around with guys with their dicks out all day long? Come on.
They're making their judgment if they're okay with it off of the side. I totally get their mindset there. Just the same as I would with titties. If these titties were sagging down to the ground, put your titties away. If they're nice, perky boobs, well, I don't mind as much as if you're walking around. I mean, the office needs decorations, and your titties are part of them. That's what they're asking my opinion on him. So say a girl drinks too much in a bar. She isn't waiting for you to rape her.
No.
Say she wears whatever she wears. She's not asking you to touch on her. The world is weird because guys need to show some restraint. Would you want someone to say to your mama where your titties are? You want to suck my dick like that? It's not.
Or your daughter?
Like either one of those. Like ladies are ladies. She's somebody's daughter or mama somewhere. So I don't even understand the process. I don't see titties and think, hey, I'm going to ask her to suck my dick. That's not how you get your dick sucked to begin with. Like stars say, if you're attracted to what's happening here, maybe we should slow down and take a different approach.
Yeah.
It's like inside of a guy, it goes off. Well, dang, she's hot, so I need to F her right now. Well, maybe ask her her name. Like, a name's a good one. Or, like, does she like food? You know, those sort of things. If you figure all that out.
Yeah.
If you figure all that out, then you can probably figure out the rest is what ends up happening. I don't usually have trouble getting women. And it's because I'm into that woman I'm trying to get. I will stop, look at her in the face, and actually communicate with her.
Yeah.
We were out of town a couple weeks ago, and a guy tried to hit on her, and she shot him down in a mean way. And then I asked, how is he supposed to do it? And she said, communicate. That is literally what they're looking for you to take time to form a whole sentence and talk to them like they're a human, not
like
a vagina.
Like they're a person. You're not just going to walk up to some dude in your office and be like, yo, dude, suck my dick. Like, that's not going to happen. So why would you think that it's acceptable to talk to a chick like that? It's not. Sorry. Done. Box off. Good. Frustrates me.
Well, yeah, so get your guys' act together and mind right, and women are just humans. Yes, they have titties and they have a butt, and they may show it or they may not, but like, doesn't give you a right to do anything that you wouldn't do to someone else. Treat every woman like they're an 80-year-old walking across the street on a walker. And if you do it that way, you will find yourself in more vaginas than you ever have. I promise that. You try it for a year and then come back. And if it didn't happen, I'll pay you my hourly rate for you not getting vagina. You wouldn't believe how many women are stuck on this guy with their dick out idea.
No, my lord.
I mean, it's like blowing up on the message board. She didn't. She meant it as a weird metaphor. I don't know why she used that one. She actually doesn't understand that people are super sexual. So when she says that, she wouldn't approach the guy with the dick out, is what she's saying.
No.
No matter
not,
what size it
no,
was.
No. Like,
she
no
actually,
way in hell would that happen.
She actually runs every time I make her wet. Like, she chuckles and makes up an excuse to leave. So when she squirts a little in her vagina, she's trying to run. She's not. You guys may see this dick and think, oh, that does. That would feel good in here. That's not how she processes the things. So her example for her was really good. She would think that was gross is what would end up happening. And whereas it is kind of gross, I mean, just walking around with your dick out. I mean, slinky out. But I sometimes have that problem because I'm in the wheelchair and forget to put it away and stuff. Now, mind you, I have a beautiful slinky, but it's not to catch the women. I'm not just like, hey, my slinky's out as I'm riding around. Hey, why don't you suck on this? Your titties are out. Come over here and suck on this slinky.
Oh,
man.
Lord. I didn't mean to, like, start a thing. I just...
She actually thinks that women aren't sexual. See? Not as sexual as men, at least.
I'm learning that I am wrong.
She's really beautiful brained, and it's formed a little different than they say. You've been to college, right? Did you not see how the women were acting there?
Sure.
That's the women of the workforce now. Makes total sense. It said that women change that behavior when they're 42.
Change what behavior?
They stop acting like they act in college when they're 42. Which kind of explains why mamas be out getting it. I mean, I'm going to leave my kids over here at the club. Not talking bad about the mamas that are doing that. It's a little weird for where we come from. We spend a lot of time with our kids. And so that's the only reason I'm bringing it up. Like, we would never be like, can you watch our kids so we can hit a club? Now, we've found babysitters to watch our kids for different activities or dates or things like that. But not to shake our grass in a club. That's not ever going to be a thing. I'm glad that you're just quiet on that whole topic. That's nice. Don't you ever just feel like you need a break from your children? Yes. And what we do is take a break during the day while they're at school. Do your children not go to school? Like, if you have kids that are really young and don't go to school, I get what you're saying. But if they go to school, you have a break. It's called school. You may go to work, but at work, they're not there bothering you or harassing you. You have a break. And even when you're at home, they probably aren't all the time harassing you. I'm sure y'all's kids are like ours and play video games or on the computer or doing whatever they're doing.
And the little ones go to bed. I mean, yeah. Kids are only little once. And so I decided as a parent that when I became a parent, I was going to kind of give my kids as much effort as I could while they were little, because you only get them for so long and then they're gone and out facing the world without you. So it's something that to me is really important, to be there as much as I can for them while I can.
A common theme, which you're not going to appreciate, is that you're only young-ish yourself for a little bit of time, so you've got to enjoy that also.
Because life can't be fun in your 40s? Is that what you're saying? Can't have a good time then, people?
You said, like Teddy just said, 40s is the calm down years. So no, it can't be as fun.
Well, I don't feel the need to go home myself out in my 30s because
that's
I can't.
That's not what they said. They don't start that. She is a little different. Nobody said anything about her. They're talking about, like, going out and partying and stuff.
Yeah, not me either, I guess.
She did miss that stage.
I didn't miss that stage. I had that stage in college and left it there and moved on. Became a grown up.
Okay, love. We'll go to the next question. How many guys would you say dating at once is acceptable for both of us? But I'm going to let you go first.
I think it depends on what level of dating you're in with those people. Like if you're
about your levels.
If you're like on your first date, 2 or 3, then it's probably okay to have a few. Just because you don't know who it's going to work out with. But like, I think once you start getting it in, you got to start cutting all that out because that's crossing a bunch of weird lines. So
by getting it in, you mean sex?
Yes. I think by the time you are having sex with someone, it should be one. That's my opinion.
I would say communication is really big, and I'm for our rules, kind of. If you're willing to say to someone, listen, I had sex with Steve yesterday, but we're hanging out now, then you can go ahead and do that. I mean, there will be people that will judge you, but at the same time, if that's something you're okay with, then do it. I don't know if there is like a rule book on the number of people. I do think that there may be a time where you can't remember every detail of everyone's life because you're talking to so many. And I think you definitely should cut back from that. I mean, you should really get to know someone when you're dating. What is the purpose of dating is what I first ask every client, trying to figure out why they're even doing that. We should be dating to find someone to marry or be with forever. And so if you're dating so many people, then it's tough to have that be your goal and cause. But like I said, however you deem it, and when you get super serious, if you're willing to talk, I mean, there are people I know that have had sex with a guy one day and the next day are with somebody and they really like that one that they're with that next day and don't tell, but I'm saying you have to be able to tell. You should be able to, everything you do, you should be proud about that you can mention it to someone else. So if you have to sneak and not do it right, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. It's a good rule for life. In general, that's how we both live with each other on that part. We don't do sneaky stuff that's weird. If someone says some sly, slick stuff to me that could make her weird, I tell her about it and not let her accidentally find out, because what happens is people aren't really always going through your phone and stuff. They are walking by and Facebook just happened to be open, and they sent you this bubble. They're like, oh, that dick joke was real funny. And then next thing you know, you have a problem. And so if there's a dick joke, I tell her the joke and say me and blah, blah, blah were talking about it so that she knows to stamp that out before it even happens the way it happens. And she does the same with me, so I don't have to go back and check on her on stuff. People drive themselves crazy checking all the time on this stuff. If you go looking, like people say, you find it because you're not going to stop until you do find something. You say, oh, you went to McDonald's? I bet there was a girl there. Yeah, in McDonald's, there was one other girl there. I didn't know her, but she was there. oh no, that was a date. It's what that turns into, and then you drive yourself more crazy after that. So everyone just be on the up and up when you're dating with each other, and if it's something you need to hide, then it's something you're not doing right. That is the first sign of going to cheat them out of something, is when you're hiding it, pretty much.
Yeah, I think,
Who are your guys' favorite NFL teams? Go ahead.
So I'm a quarterback fan. I have never been like a person who has a team. I've always had a quarterback. So, and I choose them based on not only football. But I have pretty strict criteria. He laughs at me all the time with my footballness. But Mahomes is my new dude. So
I ride with my home teams a lot of the time. So I am a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And as the whole radio show world knows, I'm a Missouri Tiger fan. And so those are my teams in general. And every Kansas City team is my team, pretty much. Kansas City is my city, is how I look at it. High schools are go for my high school and so on. That's a question I actually have for you guys. How many people on here are still, like, in love with their high school? Or how many people let it go? And why did you let it go? We're getting a lot of people that do both. And a lot of whys are because they had a horrible experience in high school.
Yeah. Interesting. I am not a high schooler. I am one that kind of lets go. Not because I didn't appreciate my time in high school. I enjoyed high school and stuff.
I think this response of nobody forgets home is what I say to you about Northtown a lot of the time. She doesn't look at her high school as home, though. But
nope.
It turns out to be she.
For me, probably if I was to say something like that, my college would be closer to that than high school was for me. High school was just a passing through to get where my goals were. So.
It's there, but you grow up so much in high school.
Yeah,
you do in college as well, but high school you are going through so much different stuff that it's just like home.
I think that is not my high school experience, so that's probably why it was different. I was a very different high school kid than most.
A lot of people are saying at age 50, you always go back to loving your high school more because you miss those days.
I have seen people do that.
That makes
very
total
close
sense
to me. And I get it. I
actually read that people 40 be getting it. Like, that I totally understand the high school thing in college. I've often wanted to retire and go to watch every Mizzou event. But I read the other day that people 40 and older masturbate or have sex 4 to 5 times a day. I mean, a week. And that was the highest age group, actually.
And it was some weird hours, like between 10 and 2.
10 and 2 is for everybody, though. That's when humans are the horniest. Our biological clocks were set up to that to be the case.
So while you're at work, you're just
so, which is why in Europe they have the sex breaks. Because it's between the hours of 10 to 2. A lot of people are saying they masturbate at work. Have you ever masturbated at work?
No. Oh, God.
No, I've never masturbated at work either. Have you guys ever looked into the NCSA?
What is that?
It says some recruiting site.
Oh.
This guy is trying to get us to work for him, I'm assuming.
Oh.
It says that we, our love for sports in general, we should get with his recruiting service and help the high school kids in our area. We've actually talked about this a time or two, and maybe we'll message you later. We'll check into and see. There are certain ones that we're okay with and certain ones we're not. What, if any, is your favorite thing to lick off tubes?
I don't think I've ever licked anything off of her.
Yeah, we should try that, actually. We're going to figure it out, and we're going to come back and tell you about it. Our friend who paid for us to be in this room is asking what kind of licking off of are we doing today?
None. I'm totally kidding.
He says, come on, gal, I need a great review.
Yeah. No pressure, though.
Well, it's not pressure for me. I got this, buddy. I'll take care of it. We're going to the store after this call, and I'll figure out something. You'll get a great review. Since Jeff City doesn't get taken care of enough, we will leave, and it will be teddied, is what I'll say. Well, kind of, yeah, total. I'll try to be okay. And none of that savvy.
Oh, you're funny. You're a funny friend.
He wants trucking and licking. Okay, gotcha, buddy.
Oh,
I'll
goodness.
Figure out something. Rex, I'm our other buddy, said that he likes the savvy stuff.
We were wondering where that friend had been. Goodness.
What would you say to other white women that want to date black men? What's the easiest way for them to find them? That's a good question for you. I want to hear your answer for this.
I don't have any answer. I don't know any different. I don't know.
Give them something. The trap question, they want to know how you found me. Remember who we talked
to? We found each other through a dating service. Finding dudes.
Now, mind you, I'm not just a dude. When she described,
I know. I was trying to come up with an answer, though. I don't really know. Every guy I've ever dated was either through sports or college or church or you. So that is what it is.
Greg and Nash wants to know how many softball games at Mizzou we play.
Well, what? They play?
How many do we plan on attending?
I don't know. We'll have to see what's going on in our lives by the spring.
What's your